Some singers are one-hit wonders. Others make a few albums and then fade away. And then there are those who stay popular for generations. Esma Rajepova is one of those. As part of our 50 Great Voices series, Ilya Maritz of member station WNYC explains.
Millions of people around the world have heard this song. It was featured in the opening credits of the movie Borat. Chaya Shukaria, or Beautiful Girl by Esma Rajepova, is an anthem in the former Yugoslavia.
Chaya Shukaria, Mamurde, Palamange, Palamande, Chaire.
Gago Ivanovsky and Ognan Chalovsky are university students in Skopje, the capital of Macedonia, where Esma was born. Ognan says everyone here is an Esma fan.
She knows how to make a good atmosphere. And she's very, very happy.
For over 50 years, Esma has flourished as a performer and recording artist, despite political upheaval and prejudice against gypsies, or Roma, to use the more acceptable term. In Whoops, Warbles, and Whispers, Esma sings about Roma culture, life's disappointments, and especially unrequited love, as in Chaya Shukaria.
It means beautiful girl. Beautiful girl, don't go in front of me. Turn to me, see me, and when you see me, try to love me.
That's Vesna Georgievska, Esma's manager, doing the translating. We're sitting at the singer's kitchen table in Skopje. Esma is wearing gold earrings and a tasseled black scarf over her hair. Her eyes twinkle when she talks. Though Esma plays the diva, she admits she'd probably never have become a star but for a lucky break. When she was 14, Esma's school principal signed her up for a singing competition on the radio. To her astonishment, she won.
The award was 11 million Yugoslavian denars in that time. More than 4 or 5 months' salaries.
But this was a problem. Esma hadn't told her family about the contest. She knew her father wouldn't approve, so she hid the prize money in her underwear. Esma's mother was preparing a bath for the kids a few days later when her daughter's secret slipped out.
She exploded. And when my father came home, she explained him. And I promised him at that time that I'll be only radio singer. I'll never play in restaurants, in bars, in something like that.
That was a consequential choice. In Yugoslavia in the 1950s, singing at weddings or in bars was pretty much the only career option for Roma musicians. Esma forged a new path thanks to an enterprising young producer named Stevo Teodosievski. He had heard Esma perform on the radio that night. Stevo groomed Esma for radio and television, even picking her costumes. This young woman from the Roma ghetto became one of the first Yugoslav stars of the TV age and her favorite of the country's dictator, Marshal Tito. At first, Esma says, she wasn't ready for the vocal virtuosity Stevo demanded. For example, when she composed this song, The Little Gypsy Girl, she was quite content to sing it like this. Not good enough, said Stevo. He sent her back to the studio to practice.
I practiced 2 years, 5 days a week, 4 hours daily. And after the studies, it is looking like...
A relationship requiring that much commitment could only result in marriage. Esma and Stevo were wed in 1968. In the decades that followed, they toured the world together. Unable to have children of their own, Esma and Stevo became foster parents. They took in 47 boys in all throughout the 60s, 70s, and 80s. Now grown men, they often play gigs with their foster mother. 12 years ago, Stevo passed away. Someday, Esma says, she'll turn her home into a museum of the music she and her husband made together.
There is a special part in this museum, which will be a memorial. His accordion, my mic, it will be on one place.
She's had to put off that dream for a bit. At age 64, Esma still plays scores of dates every year all around the world. Her secret to keeping those vocal cords strong? Esma says she avoids fizzy drinks and romantic relationships with men. For NPR News, I'm Ilya Meretz.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.